This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. A four-member team from the Maharashtra Public Service Commission team, accompanied by the chairman, Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission, Professor Pradeep Lingpha, and member, Colonel Koch Tari, retired, called on the Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. While interacting with the members, the Governor emphasized that merit must be the sole criterion for recommendations made by the Public Service Commission. He underscored that impartial and independent decision-making is crucial in fostering a secure, progressive and developed society. He urged the members of the Public Service Commission of Arunachal Pradesh and Maharashtra to ensure the most capable individuals are recommended and entrusted with leadership roles by them. The Governor additionally highlighted Arunachal Pradesh's developmental progress and the significant contributions of its people in governance and administration. He stressed that through the selection of highly qualified and competent candidates, the Public Service Commission can drive meaningful and lasting positive change. The MPSC team is on a week-long study tour to share good practices of the State Public Service Commission. Minister for Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Gabriel D. Wangsu conducted a comprehensive inspection of the renovated Central Peak Breeding Farm at Kharsingsa yesterday, following its recent rehabilitation and new pig induction program. The minister assessed the facility's newest additions of 20 high-quality pigs comprising large white Yorkshire, Hampshire and land-raised breeds. These animals were sourced last month from the renowned symbiotic pig breeding farm in Tejpur, Assam. Minister Wangsu emphasized the critical importance of proper feed management and stringent quarantine procedures for the newly arrived piglets. The ministers revealed that the department is actively working to introduce additional pig breeds from various institutes across the country to diversify and strengthen the genetic pool. The Police Department of Lower Dibang Valley, led by SP Ringu Mupok, conducted a traffic awareness drive to promote road safety today. On the occasion, helmets were distributed to violators and brochures outlining traffic rules were handed out to educated commuters. Speaking on the occasion, SP Mupok emphasized the importance of responsible driving to reduce accidents. The initiative received positive public response, with officials assuring more such drives in the future. Taking part in the National Anti-Leprosy Day 2025, a leprosy awareness campaign was held in Sud Village today. The event aims to raise awareness about leprosy, dispel common misconceptions surrounding the disease, and ensure that those affected receive the necessary support and care. The program was organized by the District Health Society, Itanagar Capital Region. The Department of Health and Family Welfare, Lower Siang District, organized three concurrent events at CHC Nari today. The event witnessed the launch of an integrated health campaign, launch of 100 Days Tuberculosis Campaign and Sparse Leprosy Campaign 2025, where a wide range of medical services were provided free of cost to the public of Nari subdivision. During the IHC, various diseases were tested in a single camp along with provision of relevant treatment linkages, including counseling sessions with risk and vulnerability assessments. Additionally, the district administration facilitated Aadhaar Enrollment and Updation Center, while the Department of Forest initiated a plantation drive under the aegis of Ek Per Maa Ke Naam with the motto, Clean and Green Nari. More than 400 beneficiaries availed the multitude of services in the camp. The SP Police Naharlagan recently held an event to mark Road Safety Month in Nirjali. Speaking on the occasion, SP Mihin Gambo emphasized the importance of following traffic rules and regulations to prevent accidents and ensure the safety of all road users. He urged the attendees in the event to become ambassadors of road safety and spread awareness about the importance of responsible road behavior within their communities. The event aims to raise awareness about road safety and promote responsible road behavior among the public. The program included a prize distribution ceremony for winners of a literary competition focused on road safety measures. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.